Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, first supplementary estimates to be tabled in February and Education Ministry to provide school-based solution to crime and violence. Stay with us. At Tuesday's sitting of Parliament, Leader of Government Business in the Lower House, Philip Polwell, disclosed that the first supplementary estimate for the upcoming financial year is scheduled to be tabled in the House of Representatives February 25. He says the Tax Measures Committee will meet before the tabling, and the report from the committee will also be tabled on the 25th. Following the tabling, the estimates will be discussed by the Public Administration and Appropriations Committee, the PAAC, on February 27. It will then be debated in the House of Representatives on March 6. The Ministry of Education will be placing special focus on 56 schools across the island as part of efforts to provide a school-based solution for crime and violence. The 56 institutions include 18 non-traditional junior high and high schools, which were identified in a Jamaica Constabulary Force study as having been attended by a high percentage of incarcerated persons. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the special intervention will seek to identify troubled, deviant, and seriously disadvantaged students, assess and address their situations, and prevent dropouts.
Teacher competence is very important in this regard. And therefore, we are seeking, with the cooperation of the Teachers Association and the regional offices, to find those teachers who, in fact, are open for this kind of assignment and who would be receptive to this kind of training.
Reverend Thwaites was speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday. He says by April, the ministry will appoint 2 social workers to each of the 6 education regions. The Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act 2013 has been sent to a joint select committee of Parliament for review. The bill, which was tabled in the Senate last month, is meant to replace the existing bankruptcy and insolvency laws. The current law is contained in 2 acts, the Bankruptcy Act, which covers personal and individual insolvency, and the Companies Act, which addresses the dissolution of insolvent corporate bodies. The review seeks to address issues such as the stigma of personal bankruptcy, which the current law doesn't. The committee, which consists of members of the upper and lower houses, will file a report once the review is completed. And Senator Norman Grant is urging the government to accelerate the development of the local bamboo industry. He says this will be instrumental in tapping into the lucrative global market, which is estimated to reach some US$20 billion by 2015. He is also proposing the development of a pilot bamboo finished product factory as an initial step leading to an established industrial zone for bamboo products.
This industry has the potential, certainly, to generate not only jobs, but growth to the economy.
Senator Norman Grant speaking in the Senate recently. He says the initiative should be undertaken through a mix of policy initiatives as well as farmer and investor participation. Additionally, he's recommending that a major education and training campaign be undertaken as part of the overall process. The campaign would outline the characteristics and possible uses of bamboo to the public. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.